Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody. There was an old song, I believe in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s, called Get a Job. A big hit song. I think it was number one for a while. And I forget the name of the group, but it was a very popular song because people were having a lot of difficulty finding a job. You know, it related how you get the paper and you read it through and through and all that, looking for a job, and your wife is complaining that, you know, you don't have a job and all that kind of thing. I wonder what would happen if people couldn't read that paper, you know, to find a job. They couldn't access the various different outlets for jobs. You know, they're advertising now on the news, and I don't know if it's true or not, but that there are more jobs than there are people to fill them. Now,
I hope that's
they
true.
Don't. They don't give you. They don't give you the statistics as to how many of those jobs are completely accessible for everyone, including the disabled,
or even held by the disabled.
What do you mean held by the? No, they're saying
that, they do
that
go,
there
yeah,
are more
for a job. I'm sorry.
There's not enough people to fill them, they're saying.
Right. But if there were, nope, they don't, like, take into consideration that, you know, people with disabilities, if they had the accessibility and they had the way in which that they can access the work, can actually equally and sometimes surpass their counterparts. You know?
Well, yeah, that may or may not be true, but the point is everyone should have the opportunity to apply for the job. Now not everyone is equipped or qualified for every job, obviously. I mean, that's true in every walk of life, whether you're disabled or not. But the point is that there should be equal access. And one of the things that we've talked about in the past, and I would like to see happen, is that every disabled person should have at their disposal a job fund, you know, vocational fund. And I'm not talking about where you got to go fight with the agencies and hope that some money is there. I'm talking about a fund that would be in an account and say, this is your money for the year. You know, to find a job, or you want to start your own business, or whatever you want to do. Of course, you still need accessibility, and along with that, there should be very strict enforcement. And here comes the Americans with Disability Act again.
Mm-hmm.
There's no enforcement. There's no,
no, there's
protection for the disabled person who's going out to look for a job. You know, people many times get up in the morning, you go out, you want to try to find a job.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you got a family and all that. Well, we can't just go out and try to find a job. We got to look it up. We got to see, try to figure out if it's accessible. If you're blind or visually impaired, you know, can I read it? Will my phone work in this place? You know, now you got these phones. Half the time, these phones don't even work anymore. So, you know, the changes and all that, you know, all these kind of, all these different things that run through your mind and that have to be dealt with when you're disabled. Whereas the non-disabled person just gets up and they go out and then, you know, they get on the bus, they go downtown or whatever, walk around, and they can read the signs and the notices and all that, and they go in, they apply for a job. All right? We can't do that. We don't have that at our disposal, and we should. I mean, it's a horror show, you know, because you're not equal. You don't have to try to make up for it. At least if we had a vocational fund at our disposal, let's say a ballpark $25,000 for the year. You can only use this money to get a job or try to start your own business or, you know, create income. At least if you had some money to fall back on, you'd have more of a chance. But you'd still have to deal with the business of things not being accessible.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to deal with, and when they talk about these, you know, the unemployment, the jobs, and all that, they're leaving us out. Those of us who are disabled, because they don't include the numbers of people disabled who are working or not working or can't work. When we come back, we'll talk about how you got to be careful when you're on disability and you go to work.
It's another because you can lose your disability and not get it back.
That we have to deal with.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. And it is Service Dog Month. And we are going to be celebrating that in a couple of weeks with a media event. We'll tell you more about that as we go along.
Yeah.
And I want to thank the Big East, the Key to Rescue. No, they're not a service dog school. They're not a guide dog school to a rescue. But they care about people. And if anyone out there is in need of a service dog, and you like the Akita, let us know. We'd be happy to make an inquiry for you and find out. And the Akita Rescue has a trainer, and they can evaluate the dog. 609-388-7004. I've been using Akita guide dogs for 30 years. I can tell you that they're very loyal.
1986 was your first one, right?
Very loyal and reliable. What?
When was your first Akita guide dog?
How old is my daughter? 35?
Wow.
That was my first Akita. Over 30 years.
Yeah, over 30
years.
So
don't listen to the people who say... an Akita cannot be a service dog or a guide dog because they're wrong.
Yeah.
You got to get the right one. That's what they should be saying.
Yeah.
All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004, Tom Driven, New Jersey. Hey, Anthony Kennedy Realty, my buddy here, local, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. And a good guy to know if you're dealing with real estate, all right? Hey, you need dog food, cat food? We got a number for you and a place. Nobody starves on Long Island. Veterinarian services, when they have it available. The dog food, cat food. Gary, gets it donated, and you can go and pick it up. If you're unable to pick it up, let him know, and he possibly could arrange to have the food brought to you. 631-484-3085. Once again, 631 area, 484-4085 on that. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, inner sight, all the beautiful children of the world, watch over them, take care of them. Corey Foster, Avante, Little Tommy, Royalty, Ollie Campbell. And we honor all the youngsters. And go an extra mile. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight program reminding you to go that extra mile. Inner Sight, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. Any questions about civil rights? Some of our friends, Touro Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, and last but not least, the Suffolk Bus Corp. And we still would like to match that $2,000 that they donated to us. So anybody interested in that, if you can do it, we'd be happy to talk to you about promoting your business. Yeah, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. We can't answer when we're on the air, though. People call between 8 and 9 weeknights, and we can't answer you when we're on the air. All right?
People call sometimes just when I was now talking, you know, to you on air, and somebody called my phone. I'm like, uh-oh. I silenced the ringer.
Well, shut it off.
I
got my phone.
Well, that's the thing I'm using to, you know, run the show is my phone.
Because
I can't use the other machines that I have in the other room. Because I need
one computer.
Can't
use a computer to do the show?
No, you know why? I need the headset.
Oh, well, you got to get that. You got to.
Yeah, that's the biggest
put
thing.
Put a fire under those son of a bitches.
Well, the
all right, inner sight.
His boss would have called me back. Sorry.
Inner sight, 631-224-3090. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And here we go. Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has ABLE News also has a, where you can get a free subscription if you go online. Visit ablenews.com and get that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions. There's one, change.org. There's one up on the nursing homes, and there's another one on the service dog schools. We checked in with the congressman today, and nothing has happened so far. So I don't know. I don't hold out too much hope for politicians. I really don't. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to give it another couple of weeks, and then that's it. I'm not going to run after these people. I don't run after nobody. I don't have to, because I know what the truth is. All right, inner sight. By the way, the congressman is Andrew Guavarino. If you want to write him, 2nd District, Tell them the guide dog school should be licensed, that people should have rights when dealing with service dog school, that we should have the right to go to court if need be. That's all you got to say. Simple.
Yeah.
You know? You could put it in your own words. Just tell them the court should protect blind and disabled people who are denied service dogs. That's all you got to say. That's the whole thing. And I told him today, I told his assistant or whoever it was, you don't have to spend a penny to do this. You know, the money is already there, both for the medical and for the training. You know. So it shows you how much or how little, I should say, these politicians think of us when you're asking them to do something and they don't even have to spend any damn money. And they sit on it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So there it is. In a site, all right, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about jobs and how millions of us don't have the accessibility that other people have. Try to get a job in a store when you're blind. Let's say you're blind, you know.
Yeah.
Totally blind. You got to be able to read and access the register. You got to be able to read the labels.
That's true.
You know, you got to be able to read the instructions on things. And all that should be there. It should be, they have scanners. They have Braille. They have raised print. You know. But it's not in these stores.
No.
It's not there. A person goes in and wants to apply for a job, and they look at you weird. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that?
Well, they ask you, too.
Well,
you're not supposed
it
to,
should
but
be,
they still do.
It should be available. It should be there.
You're right.
If the person wants to hire you, you should be able to dial a number and talk to the agency and have them come down to the establishment and figure out everything you need to do the job and get it for you.
That's it.
But now the other
That's
part
all you
of
need.
That, in connection with that, we need to pass a law that nobody can touch anybody's disability money for any reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unless they're a criminal, you know,
and even
a
then,
felon.
Frank.
That I could
well,
see.
Well, a felon maybe, but the only thing that they should still give that money for is if you have family and you're in, you know, you're in jail and you have kids and you have things. That money should be rerouted to the family.
Yeah, they should give it to the family. I agree with that.
That's right. Yeah.
You know? But other than that, you know, that money belongs to us. We have earned that money with our lives.
Yeah.
I heard a story today about a woman that we're trying to help who's trying to get out of a nursing home. And she told me that the nursing home froze her assets. Now, I haven't confirmed it, so I don't know. But I'm going by what she told me.
Right.
But this is the kind of horrible places that we have to deal with. Now, they're getting paid. They get paid from Medicaid, Medicare. You know?
Yeah, they are.
You take what you can get, and you leave the disabled person's money alone. That's what the law should be. But it doesn't work that way. They don't want you to have anything. And we talked about it last night. You know, the reason is because people go into a nursing home to die. So they figure if you're going to die anyway, I might as well take your money.
Yeah. That's true.
That's how people think.
Ow.
They know you're going to die. And you got money on you. A lot of people would reach into your pocket or whatever and take it.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. All right. Inner sight. Equality should be across the board.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That includes,
I agree,
finding a job and trying,
mm-hmm,
to get a job and being protected. Look at this woman we heard about a while back from the Walmart. 16 years, and they fired,
mm-hmm,
her. You know? I don't know what the conclusion was. I don't know if she ever got any money or she got a job back. I haven't heard. But the point is they fired her.
Yeah, it's horrible.
After 16 years. And I was thinking, where is, I don't know, they have a union in Walmart, I believe.
Yeah, they do.
It's a big
establishment. Where is the union? Did they help her? No.
Well, why didn't the union protect her?
Yeah.
There's the other thing.
Yeah.
The unions could be prejudiced against the disabled, too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm not proud of that because I'm an honorary member of the Teamsters.
Yeah.
That union should fight like hell for that woman.
Yes, they should.
Put a picket outside the stores and tell them, you don't take her back, you don't get any of us.
That's right. Ooh.
That's what the union should do. All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line?
Let me check. Sorry, I'm a little...
Don't forget, we're on...
Uncomfortable.
We're on television. Tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Channel 3 on The Spirit, the rerun. Tomorrow night on Altice, Long Island, previously Long Island Cable. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20, tomorrow night on 20, 7:30. All right, the reruns are up there, and people are watching them. I can tell you that. People have approached
me. Oh, yeah, because they'll ask you.
All right, inner sight. Any phone calls?
We have Anthony.
Oh, all right. Anthony's a regular listener.
Yes, he is.
But
he's on.
The
he
government.
Wants to speak.
Yeah, the government and the agencies should be doing a much better job to get us employment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not doing
as
much as they could to promote people who are disabled and to... And we also need a lobby in Washington so that people can't take away our little bit that we get if we get a job.
That's true.
Disabled people deserve to be rewarded. We deserve to be rewarded for what we're going through and how the government treats us. They give our money that belongs to us to the agencies. That's not very good treatment when you give somebody's money away. That's the inner sight philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, why should people give your money away, you know?
Yeah. Put the money with us. Let us help the agencies raise the money. Should be a partnership. All right, let's take a phone call. Anthony from Brooklyn,
okay.
Live, inner sight.
Hang on. Okay.
Hello.
And here comes Anthony.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
I'm okay. So, basically, my comment is this. I think that a lot of people don't want to hire disabled people because they automatically stereotype them and think that it's just easier to hire somebody else that's, you know, not disabled in any way, because besides the fact of them, you know, being afraid that they have to make reasonable accommodations, they'll make an excuse like, oh, you know, for this job, usually you have to stand, so if you're going to put a chair there, it's going to make it complicated, and it's going to be in the way, and it's going to this, and it's going to that. And, you know, a lot of people have a negative attitude where they just say, oh, they're disabled, let them just stay home and collect their checks. And that's a shame, but that's the way they look at it. And that's why a lot of blind people, and I'm not criticizing them, there's nothing wrong with it, but that's why, you know, they have their own little braille and repair businesses, and that's how they survive. Now, the bigger companies,
yeah,
you know, who sell products for the blind, you know, beat them out big time as far as customers and make it difficult for, you know, their small businesses to survive, but it's the only way they can, because, you know, if you look at a place like Wendy's, you know, they don't want a disabled person because they just think, oh, you know, they're not going to be able to get around as well. It's going to be more difficult for them. They might trip. They might fall. We can't be responsible.
Liability.
You know, I think, I think I remember telling the story years ago how when I was in high school, this teacher's aide would talk about a disabled person and say that, you know, he should be home collecting his check. And then there was another one who they gave him a job just, you know, in the elevator, even without a chair. And he would get tired of standing, and he would be on crutches, and they would make him sit, he would sit on the floor when the door closed because he was too ashamed to ask for a chair. And nobody cared because they really didn't want to see him there because he was able to work, you know, and able to get around enough, but he couldn't write well to write somebody's notes. And, you know, they didn't really need somebody to bring paperwork around the building to other people and stuff like that. And they treated him as if, you know, they had no use for him. I mean, they might get one of the paras that were disabled to go to the window where they were serving lunch and, you know, bring one of the other disabled kids their trays of food or whatever. But, you know, they mistreat them. They roll their eyes at them. And, you know, any little thing they do wrong, you know, it's critiqued and made a big deal out of because they're unwanted and they want somebody who can, you know, do everything with no difficulty at all, even if it might be up to the disabled person how they're going to manage it and they're used to it and it's part of, you know, their disability and they've, you know, accepted the job and they're going to deal with it.
The law is too easy on these people who do these things.
Yeah, society doesn't even want to deal with it. We even when you try to get a job working for, you know, a government agency like the Board of Education or anything else, you know, they just don't have a place for you, it seems, and they're going to push you aside and, you know, secretly in their hearts and in their minds, they, you know, they would love to see you be the first one to go if they could because they see you as a waste of a salary and they don't care how you survive, you know, and the fact that you struggle off of SSI and can't afford to, you know, buy food to eat, that's your business and your problem. And that's a shame. That's the way
it is.
We need
strict enforcement on the law. You know,
yeah.
We need the government to make sure that every place is accessible for a person who's disabled to apply for a job. Now, if everything were there for that person,
right.
You know, I'm not saying that it would be perfect, but a lot of these things could be taken care of because then the people who hire, the managers, the people, they say, oh, we have everything for you. See? That's
yeah,
what
right.
needs to happen, and
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not happening.
It doesn't.
That's the problem.
You know, Frank,
this problem.
Everything was there for you, they would at least know and understand, that's why this is here.
Shamefully, the only, you know, job that I've ever seen for disabled people was this one company years ago that touched my heart. And, you know, they made kid-friendly first aid kits that had, you know, designs that, you know, kids would like with cartoon characters on it and things like that. But other than that, you know, they put them in sheltered workshops. And
yeah, those sheltered workshops are horrible. They have really ruined people's lives.
Yeah, and they say that it's just for something, you know, for you to do to get out of the house. But, you know,
right.
You get paid very little money, and, you know,
yeah.
They get labor out of you, and you know, it's minuscule and menial. The way you're treated and the amount of money that you get paid, it's like working in a jail, you know, and you know,
yeah, and they're
getting
using
paid
those people
for,
to rake in millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, because
yeah.
they're putting together, they're putting together things and doing things. I don't know, you know, every kind of job that they do, but it's normally jobs that they would have to pay somebody else a high salary to do, you know, and they couldn't get away with it. But because these people are blind and disabled and things like that, they, you know, they say, oh, well, we'll just, you know, get them to do it because they won't say anything. They'll just be happy to have a job. And,
yeah, the law allows them to get away with it.
Yeah, and, you know, eventually those places close, and then they sit home and do nothing for the rest of their life. There was somebody that I talked to quite a while ago who told me that she had to put together packages of stuff for the Army. I forgot exactly what it was, you know, that she had to bag, but that's, you know, a job, and, you know, they would pay them, you know, dirt
minuscule
cheap amount of money, yeah, and, you know, they would have them work just a few hours a day sometimes and pack a lot of packages, and, you know, they would just
make
it like something.
Well, she would have been better off if she'd been serving in the Army and did it. At least she'd make
that's
good
right.
money, better money.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
you know?
And, you know, it's like, you know, nobody respects you when you're disabled, you know what I mean? You're not really seen as a working citizen. You're just seen as like a, you know, person that they have there because of pity. You know, look at the disabled person kind of working, you know, and they're giving you, you know, a kind of half-hearted smile, and it's kind of one of those kind of things that you just kind of feel like, you know, They're just doing it to make society feel good, to warm their hearts. Oh, look, they could do it too. But it's not really something they want to see you do or care about, you know, seeing you succeed. Rather, I think a lot of people wouldn't care if a person fails because they just see it as hogging a job. And if you're gone, you know, then they'll just be able to get the job and they swear that they could do it better than you. And that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen.
I
thanks,
that.
Anthony. We're going to move
welcome,
on with
Frank.
The rest of the show.
Take care.
Yeah,
have a good
thank
night.
Thank you, Anthony.
But we
you
appreciate
too.
Your comments.
Bye-bye.
Yes,
good
we
night.
Do. Bye-bye. Good night.
All right, Inner Sight at 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about accessibility of jobs. See, that should be the job of the government. You know,
and
the
agency
government
too.
Should make sure that every place that's going to hire somebody has accessibility for everyone. And that's the big problem. That's what we don't have. We don't have the enforcement. You know, we don't have the power behind this ridiculous dumbass law. And that's the only thing I can call it because it's so outdated and stupid. I mean, you know, I don't see where it has helped us. I think it's made things worse for us.
It's hindered, I think, because if you say to somebody, well, I'm going to take you to court, you know, because you're not giving me X, Y, and Z, right? Well, guess what? You're just taking them to court to stay there for years, because that's how I feel it is. I mean, you're not really significantly making a difference. No.
No, because you shouldn't have to take them to court for the basics.
No.
See? The basics should be there when it comes to employment.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That shouldn't have to be a court case. You know, nobody has to go through that walk-in and oh, here's the computer. You know, let's say a so-called able-bodied person. Here's the computer, and you turn it on, and it's in some foreign language or some kind of blockage there. Nobody has to go through that. Only us.
Yeah. Only us, yeah.
You know, you don't go to court because of that. It's understood.
No.
That is there for you.
Yeah.
See, that's how it should be for us.
I had a friend where I was working. There was next door to where my office was when I was in the city, right? There was, you know, the employment area of our company. So she wanted me to submit her resume there. So I did for her. Do you know they never even bothered to call her because they knew she was blind?
Oh, sure. Happens every day.
Yeah.
Happens,
you know, they
day.
Kept asking me, well, how is she going to, you know, work efficiently? That's what
they said.
Well,
that's what I said before. If everything was there,
They wouldn't ask
that question. They couldn't ask that question.
No.
See? That's the thing.
That's right.
To make sure it's there, or to make sure that it's only a phone call away.
Yeah, like, oh,
see?
Tomorrow, can you come? We're getting a new hire, and can you come and install this, and this, and make sure they have this software for the, you know, to help convert
whatever it is, whatever it takes,
into Braille, whatever it is, you know,
whatever it
make sure
does for everybody
there.
Else, it should do
that's
for
right.
us.
It should be there.
That's the bottom line. That's the
yeah.
the inner sight, freedom, way, that we want. You know, I mean, common sense. You know,
yeah.
And the money is there for that. And
yeah.
if it isn't, it can certainly be raised. See, the
that's
agencies
right.
aren't even doing a damn thing to raise it. They're not doing
that's
nothing
true.
To raise the money for that. I don't know one agency
I don't think they are.
That does anything to raise money to make sure that every job place, every place of hiring is entirely accessible. You know? You know the kind of response you would get if you did a telethon about that? I bet you'd get billions and billions of dollars.
Right.
Because people want people to work and pay taxes.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
And they want to look like the country that gave the disabled a chance, too. You know that.
Yeah, it's a normal thing. It's
yeah.
a normal thing.
Yeah.
You know? And the only way to bring that about is to have strict enforcement of the law and have
yeah.
everything available so the person can do the job. Now, that doesn't mean that the person is going to be qualified to do the job. That's
no.
another story.
But they'll be one step closer instead of having to. Here's what it
yeah.
is. Here's how I
exactly.
feel it is. You, a disabled person has to meet the basics first, meet the requirements for the basics first, and then have, you know, the abilities to perform the job. While
yeah.
a person who's not disabled, they don't have to meet that, you know, that requirement.
Well, how can you say that a person's
equal.
Not qualified for the job
yeah.
if they don't have the basic tools there that they need. See? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a person goes for a job and they don't have the basic tools to perform that job, how can you say they're not qualified? Give me everything I need, then judge me.
That's right.
Then see if I'm qualified.
Right.
Well, they don't do that. You know,
no.
like Anthony said, they don't want the person around. Well, that's because the law allows them to get away with it.
Yes,
you know?
It does.
There's no strict enforcement. There's no, you know, there's no penalty for the person who turns away the blind or disabled person just because they don't want them around. So that's the situation that we have to deal with. You know, all we say is give us an equal chance. Maybe so and so can't do the job. But how do you know they can't do the job if they don't have the materials there that everybody else has?
Yeah.
See? That's the key here. So.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, you know, we feel very strongly about that. And we would like to see the Americans with Disability Act only does so much. You know, they don't. There's no enforcement. I've never heard of anybody being arrested because they wouldn't give somebody a job and the person didn't have the tools. You know, in other words, they said the person's not qualified, and the tools weren't there for that person to have an equal chance. No one's ever been arrested under those circumstances that I know of.
Right.
That's what we need. You got to have two things. You got to have the basic tools there for the person who's disabled to do the job. You know. Then you got to find out if the person's qualified. Once the tools are there, you can't say to somebody, "Oh, we can't hire you because of this, that, and the other thing," if you don't know that the person can function. Because the tools aren't there for that person to function. That's what's going on here. And I hope I'm getting through to people out there, explaining it right. In other words, when somebody goes for a job, let's say they're disabled, everything should be there. Okay, you know, show me how you're going to do this. Now you have this, you have whatever it is. You can't use your hands. You have the computer. You talk, you know.
No.
Whatever it is.
And you can't see well. You have the computerized equipment where you could do both, where you could dictate to the machine as well as it tells you what's on the screen. That's very important right there for somebody who's visually impaired.
You know, show me how you're going to do this. Then you get, let's say everything is there. Then you get the next person who's not disabled.
Right.
You know, and they show you how they're going to do it. Now you got at least a basis to judge. You know, now the person can say, well, I feel I'm being discriminated against because I'm disabled. You know, I'm going to talk to my lawyer. Now that can go to court. But how can you go to court when the basic stuff isn't there?
Right.
You know?
That's
why I think this ADA is stupid.
I think the ADA has no meat on it. Nothing. There's nothing there that says that they're going to suffer consequences for their actions.
Because if it did, it would have dictated that every place that hires must have everything for everyone that's coming in to apply. That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's true.
Either it's there or it can be put there within a matter of a short time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's how I believe the problem could be solved. A lot of people who want to work.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when you walk down the street and you're blind or visually disabled and you can't even find a bus stop, how the hell are you supposed to get to work?
That's the truth.
I mean, right there, you're finished before you
you're
stop.
You're unequal. You're not equal there.
In my neighborhood, you know, there's maybe one or two bus shelters.
Oh.
Other than that, I don't know where the bus stop is. And in those bus shelters,
you
can't even read the sign.
Yeah. Every sign in America, there's no substitute for it, should have Braille and raised large print. That's all.
Yeah.
No substitute.
It should. It should, and it should be reachable.
Yeah. Do you know how sometimes I can't even get to there is an accessible pedestrian signal, but because there is some sort of crack in the earth or there's some sort of tree limb or whatever that's popping out of the, you know, curb, you can't get to it.
No, you can't,
so
get, you can't get near it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not accessible.
Nope.
You know, they should make a provision for that. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night, my darling Pidge will be here.
Yay.
Subject to be announced. And we'll have a great show tomorrow night. We're going to decide on a topic, so we'll let you know about that. Inner Sight, Friday night, the funnies.
All I got to call Pidge and see if she is able to figure things out and then help her out.
I spoke to her. She said she's got the whole thing down pat.
Oh, good.
All right. Inner Sight, talking tonight about jobs. You disabled. You're going out to look for a job. You know, the average person would say, good luck, you know. But it's not just a question of good luck when you're disabled. You know, it's a lot more than that. And I suspect that this is why a lot of people who are disabled don't want to go out and look for a job. They don't want to deal with it.
No,
they don't want to deal with the rejection. I heard a story the other night about a guy in a wheelchair, just got a master's degree. I don't know what subject. And nobody wants to hire him. He's been trying, you know, and I mean,
Frank,
it's horrible.
We have remember that guy who sometimes he speaks on our show? Well, he has, you know, I'm not going to say his name, but he has CP, and he's on a wheelchair. Well, he's fully trained as a computer programmer, okay?
Yeah.
But they will not give him a job. You know, he's tried many a times to get a job, and I've even sent him for stuff, you know, and still, they just, because he can't speak well.
The law lets people get away with it.
Yeah. So how, if you're working from home now, okay, and say you get, he's looking into getting one of those things where it speaks for you, why can't these people help, like the agencies mostly, provide for that board where he could just type with his, you know, one hand that he has stronger, I noticed. And he could just, you know.
Well, that's what we're talking about. It should be there.
Yeah.
It should be there, or it should be able to be put there within a matter of days.
A short period of time. Yeah.
You know, because the money, you know, I mean, there goes the money again. The money is there for us.
That's
look at
right.
all the vocational rehabilitation crap, the commission, the vest.
Yeah.
Look at all the money.
Though they're making.
That they spend
on
salaries.
Yes, they do.
And a person can't get a piece of equipment to get the job. See?
Yeah.
That's the thing that should be against the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should have been part of the ADA. That no agency is allowed to operate with money unless the person who needs that money is equal. And by that I mean they have what they need. That's how the ADA should have been stipulated.
Should have been orchestrated that way. It should be like,
damn
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
because
they're spending
our money on these people.
Frivolously. Yes, they are. What should be done is the person, now, if you want to evaluate, you need to evaluate to know what products are needed. But that's it. And it shouldn't be a long, drawn out 7-year and almost 8-year, and I'm speaking about myself.
Well, but there's something there, too. If you evaluate and then the person knows how to use the stuff, then you go out and look for the job, and it's not there.
It's crazy.
See how the
look
two
what happened
have
to me
go hand in hand together?
Yeah. Do you know?
Otherwise, they're using you.
Yeah, they sure are. Remember the times that I would call you and I would say, I found that people called me and I found the perfect job and this and that and the other thing. And yet, they told me, oh, they thought I was pulling their leg or not giving them the appropriate answer to stuff and or I was being inappropriate completely. Well, they would, you know, say to me, oh, show us, you know, your proof. Show us, you know, what is needed. Show us, you know, stuff like that. I would send them all the communication, you know, between, you know, the disabled myself being and also the place where you would get the employment. And yet, it wasn't good enough. No matter what I did, it wasn't good enough. So, I mean...
What do you mean? You were sending them stuff on the computer, right?
Yeah, I would.
So isn't that
see,
how
now
I
don't have the ability with that. Yeah, you can send the stuff via the computer, but there's also stuff that, you know, you need to...
Well, did they know you were disabled?
Well, there's a whole... some I wouldn't tell because you would be discriminated against right off the bat, and that's not good. You would just, you know, go in and that would be it. They could see. It's
well,
like a
see,
character.
The other
disability
thing.
Should
you
be
have to be afraid to tell people that you're disabled.
No.
See?
That's not what I'm talking
sure,
about.
A lot of people
I
are.
I think I'm not afraid. The thing is that I just think it will preclude me from getting decent employment.
Yeah,
you know, it would just
see,
automatically be...
If everything was in place, that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
That couldn't happen. If everything was in place and equal, that couldn't happen. They could only refuse to hire you because they felt you weren't qualified. After all the equipment that you needed to do the job was there, and they said, well, we have another person who we believe is more qualified.
Right. You both
and
should
then
be presented.
You could take them to court.
Right. And that's how I usually do it. I say,
you would have
okay.
more of a case that way.
You'd have a great standing then, you know. No pun intended, but you would have a
rather than trying to take somebody to court to get the equipment.
Right.
See what happens here?
See, when you go,
we shouldn't have to take people to court to get the equipment to do the job.
That's right.
That should be there.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Every company should be equipped. You know?
Yes.
All right, in a sight, you know, get a job. Yeah. Easier
yeah.
said than done when you're disabled. 213-816-1650, inner sight. And Friday night, we're going to tell you about the... Friday night, the skit on the Boboost.
The Boboost?
Tell you about the booster shot Friday night. You want to know the truth about the booster? We'll give it to you. Friday night,
plain
so tune us in.
Yeah.
The Follies.
The Frolics.
All right.
What's your favorite show, Frank?
What?
What is your favorite show?
What do you mean, what's my favorite show?
Do you have a favorite show?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, I like The Funnies.
Oh, I like The Funnies, too.
I think,
and I find it to be...
I think Laurel and Hardy was my favorite show of all time. Is that what you're talking about?
Really?
Yeah.
It was?
Because
were
so innovative and creative. A lot of the other duels copied off of them.
Yeah. They just...
You know?
Yeah.
That's my favorite show of all time, Laurel and Hardy.
That's right. Yeah.
So anybody out there who has trouble with a job or has been fired or, you know, won't be hired, you can call us. We'll try to help as much as we can.
Yeah.
Call Inner Sight
213. I know what my issue is. I'm sorry.
Call Inner Sight at 631-224-3090. You know what?
Well, I know you know, too, what I've been through in the past. But the thing that just sort of gave me a rude awakening about, it's not actually a job, but I had, you know, been discriminated against in a restaurant. And I should have called the police because he was going to call the police. I should have just said, okay, call the police. You know, I should have said that. But I was so shocked. I mean, I shouldn't have been shocked, but I was shocked. I was like, what the heck? Why is this guy, you know,
when you
doing
call
this
the
to
police,
me?
You're taking a chance because it depends on the cop.
I know. Yeah. They would say, oh, go to another place and get, you know, your meal or whatever. They would blame the situation on you. You would be then, you know, taken to test to prove.
We
got to
get out of here. Inner Sight, we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 to 9 tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Inner Sight around the world, and Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our listeners.
Yeah.
For that 110,000 mark.
Yeah, we're all pretty right. close. We got about 300
be
to go.
Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight and freedom around the world.
Yes.
All right. Email. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. If you want to send us a voice email.
No attachments, please.
Yeah. Thank you. Inner Sight. around the world. We'll do it all again tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.